It is 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. You're listening to Forest FM 92.3 across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest. And you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase. My name is Kieran Tuttit. I'm your host for the next hour, bringing you some of the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest, past and present. Now, let's start off this show with our last song to play in 2017, the Armenian entry. And here's Artsvik with Fly With Me. Enjoy this one.
Wanna tell a story about the girl with history. Take it from my heart, it's gonna be your bit. Take it from my soul, it's gonna be your hit.
There with Fly With Me. That's the Armenian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev, Ukraine, 2017, of course. And we, goodness me, it's this week has been quite an interesting week, hasn't it, in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, and sadly, all for the wrong reasons. The big elephant in the room, which I think we should probably get out of the way this week and not let it overhang the show in anticipation, I'm sure, for many of you. No, I'm only joking. For a few of you, at least. The fact that Ukraine have banned the Russian competitor Yulia Samalova from the Eurovision Song Contest this year because she performed in Ukraine in 2015. Where there is a local Ukrainian law with the security services, etc., that if anybody performs in Crimea, during its annexation time and occupation of Russia, practically, they will not be allowed to enter Ukraine, basically. So it's been found out that in 2015, Yulia Samoylova went to Crimea, as many Russian celebrities and singers have gone to Crimea to perform to the local people there. So that's the reason why. But recently, on Friday, Eurovoir, our good friends there at the Eurovision News website, with an article from a great friend of the parish, Anthony Granger, has put up an article about the Samarese Director General speaking out on Yulia's ban. Now, Carlo Romeo is the Director General of Samarese Television, which is SRTV, and commented on the decision that the Ukrainian security services are to ban Yulia Samoylova from the Eurovision Song Contest. And Yulia was banned earlier this week, having entered Crimea, as I said earlier, in 2015, using a non-Ukrainian border post. And she's been banned from entering Ukraine for the next 3 years. Now, Mr. Romeo said, as a state broadcaster, we are not satisfied with Ukraine's behaviour because conflict should stay out of Eurovision. San Marino RTV are the only European Broadcasting Union member outside of Russia and Ukraine who have commented on this current situation, and it has yet to be confirmed whether Russia will still compete in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So, yes, it's slightly awkward because it is believed, possibly, and it's not been confirmed, I'll stress that, this has not been confirmed, that Artsvik, who we just heard now from Armenia, also went to Crimea via a Russian post, basically, of getting into the country. So, the Ukrainians are investigating it, put it that way. So, oh my goodness me, what a headache this year is turning out to be in all sorts of ways. Not only just for fans and getting into tickets, getting there, you know, trying to get back with the airport, one of the airports in Kiev closing, and everybody have to using the one airport when there are two. It's like London Gatwick and then Gatwick's closing, for example. It's just crazy, and it's closing for a resurfacing of the runway, I've read. Take that with a pinch of salt. Right, it's now time for another awesome song here on the Eurovision Showcase, and, you know, we play, like, awesome songs all the time, don't we? Yes, we do. But my aim here is obviously to entertain, and I'm going to entertain you indeed. And I'm going to entertain you now with the Russian entry and winner in 2008. Now, I didn't think this deserved to win at all, but I think it's quite a pleasant song. There's nothing wrong, really wrong with it. But this is from Dima Bilan, and this is Believe. So this is Russia's Eurovision winner from 2008 in Belgrade in Serbia.
I got something to believe in. There's no Sverige. Vi har ett resultat.
Hello, this is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Child there from Ace Wilder from Melody Festival in the Swedish Eurovision National Final for 2017. And shockingly, Ace Wilder only came seventh. I know, shocking stuff. I thought at least she'd be in the top four, but no, she didn't. No, she didn't. Never mind, never mind. It just wasn't her year, was it really? Oh dear. So, right, let's move on to a brand new song that has been released pretty recently. And it was also featured on Eurovision Radio International this past week. And it's from the Croatian singer from 2006 with the song Moja Štikla called Severina. She had amazing legs, my goodness me, and they were on full show in Athens back then. And everybody loves Moja Štikla. It's so much fun as well. When you can sing about Africa Paprika, you know, you're on to a winner at the Eurovision Song Contest. So Severina's brand new song is called Cow. Yes, it is. But not as in the moo type of cow. Cow from Croatian into English means as. Yeah, as. So I don't know, but this is a awesome Balkan ballad, as you can imagine. So yes, here we go. This is Severina with Carl here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Ovom, čak i pred Bogom, kriva sam, rekao. Rekla sam ljubavi s Bogom, a još sam sa tobom tu. Gdje da idem, gdje da nađem spas? Hej, da li vidiš, sve je protiv nas. Kao još ti slijepo vjerujem i kao s nama sve u redu je, a samo da nam tuga ostaje, sreća ima pečat posla. Kao mi se ludo volimo, kao mi još uvijek gorimo, a samo da u stvari hladni smo, ko figure dvije. Životna škola, lekcija bola, odlazi. Ne želim takvog heroja, ja nisam tvoja sad. Je da idem, gdje da nađem spas? Hej, da li vidiš, sve je protiv nas.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tutiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.
Eu já não sei se o meu segredo a ti o contei.
Ando à deriva, procuro o teu mar. É a tua ilha que eu quero encontrar.
E é no teu beijo que eu encontro o feitiço. No teu abraço,
o calor de que eu preciso.
No teu olhar, um desejo atrevido. Com o teu amor, tudo faz sentido. Ai, eu só sei ser feliz assim. Com o teu beijo abraçado a mim. Ai, eu só sei ser feliz assim. Louco perdido por ti até ao fim. Para além da razão nasce a magia.
Cristais de ilusão, és a minha fantasia.
E é no teu beijo que eu encontro o feitiço. No teu abraço,
o calor de que eu preciso.
beijo atrevido. Com o teu amor, tudo faz sentido. Ai, eu só sei ser feliz assim.
Really takes me back. I was obsessed with that song 16 years ago, this coming May. So I so say Fifaliza Seam there from MTM, Marco, Tony and Music. Portugal's Eurovision entry from 2001. So I say Fifaliza Seam means I just know how to be happy. And the English version of that song was slightly translated a bit and called It's the Only Way. But I do love that song very much. And it was, I don't know if many of you guys know, but the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest was the song contest which turned me into a crazy, obsessed Eurovision fan. And also, as I've must have mentioned before, I'm sure, because I've been doing these shows since 2014 here on Forest FM. But I was watching the Eurovision Song Contest from practically zero. Honestly, it was something that we always watched every year. It was something that me and my family always watched because Ireland dominated the Eurovision Song Contest when I was born. I was born in 1986 and we watched it practically every year since then. And even beforehand, my mum and dad, it was just something that they did. Especially my grandparents, back in the 60s and the 70s, that's exactly what they used to do too. But as soon as I came on the scene, we just ended up watching it all the time. And particularly in 2001 was one of the years which I just saw this huge grand musical spectacle coming live from Copenhagen and this the biggest arena ever that a Eurovision has been in the Park. Is not the Parken? Yeah, the Parken Stadium, which is basically FC Copenhagen's football stadium. It would put a, they put a roof on it in a year and and they turned it into the biggest Eurovision ever in 2001, where practically 40,000 people were screaming their heads off going loopy, and it was such a riotous, crazy atmosphere. I love the UK entry that year, which was from Lindsay Drakus. No Dream Impossible, and literally I was hooked after that. After that year, in 2002, in Tallinn and Estonia, in the Sakuhala, the contest was just, I sadly missed it because that weekend I was helping out at a scout camp, and I think we were some type of sort of like castle ruins near Winchester somewhere. And I was sort of like a helping out leader type of guy. And I missed the contest, but I made sure that my parents recorded it on the VHS tape. But I was listening to it with my headphones on and the little, I think I had a free Pepsi scanner radio in my hand with my headphones on, and I was listening to the contest while we sat around the campfire cooking and eating marshmallows. But that was one of my first thoughts of the Eurovision Song Contest. And the fellow scoutmaster who was with me too was wondering what was going on, because I was just in excitement of knowing that I was listening to the entry from Bosnia-Herzegovina and all of this type of stuff. It was crazy. But in particular, 2001 was the year which turned me into a crazy Eurovision Song Contest fan. Right, enough of me rambling on. It's now time for our next regular segment, which is now starting to come back now. The announcement of all of the songs have been released. And we'll have a preview and a recap of all of the current 43 entries of this year's Eurovision Song Contest very soon. But first, it is time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request. This is a part of the show which my partner Rob will pick a country at a random and a year at a random. We glue them absolutely together and then we play that song here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3. And this week Rob has picked Israel, and it's Israel 1981. Yes, and we love this song here on the Eurovision Showcase. I've played it a couple of times before. And Israel returned to the Eurovision Song Contest in 1981, and this year's contest was held in Dublin, Ireland. After withdrawing from the 1980 contest, Israel returned. It was because of their National Day of Remembrance. Now, their entry that year was from Akko Ova Habibi with the song Hayla Laylala, which the official translation is Tonight. And it won the Israeli national final called Kadam Eurovision 1981. And the Eurovision Song Contest came seventh, having received 56 points. Now, shockingly, Milk and Honey, who won the Eurovision Song Contest for Israel in 1979, came fourth in that national final with the song Serenadia, or the actual translation is called Serenade. Yes, so there you go. The most points that it got from the juries that year, they got 8 points. Their maximum points that they got that year was from Austria and Norway, 7 points from the Netherlands and Ireland, 6 points from Finland, 5 points from Portugal, 4 points from the United Kingdom, Switzerland and Luxembourg, and only 3 points from Norway. But as I say, they got 7th place. And currently, and that year, in the top three, Israel gave 8 points to Germany, 10 points to Ireland, and the all-important 12 points, 12 points from Israel, went to the United Kingdom's Bucks Fizz, making your mind up. So let's hear the Israeli entry to the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest from Akko Ova Habibi with the song Hayla Laylala. And when we come back, we got the Eurovision Showcase News.
Hallelujah.
Ah, so much fun! Israel 1981 here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yes, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 26th of March 2017. The European Broadcasting Union is continuing to look at other options to ensure Yulia Samoilova can compete at the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. TASS, the Russian news agency, reports that in a statement from the EBU, it is confirmed that the Broadcasting Union is still looking for other options to ensure Yulia Samoilova can compete in Ukraine. David Goodman, the communications officer at the European Broadcasting Union, informed TASS that, in quotes, "We are continuing our dialogue with the Ukrainian authorities with an ambition to have all artists present to perform in host city Kiev, which is of course our preferred option. However, in case that the travel ban of Yulia Samoilova is upheld, we'll have to investigate alternative options." Now, Malta will start its selection process for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2017 from June the 10th. Now, in Portugal, Carla Bulhago, who's the head of delegation for Portugal at the Eurovision Song Contest, has stated that RTP's aim for this year's contest in Kiev is to reach the best score ever for Portugal in the Eurovision Song Contest. Portugal are riding high in the betting odds, and the national broadcaster is aiming, as I say, for their best result. They are currently around about fifth place in the betting odds. So we wish Salvador Sobral all the best and the Portuguese nation. Now, in Australia, Joel Creasy and Moif Warhurst have been announced as the new commentators for the Australians' coverage of the Eurovision Song Contest. And last night, the Riga preview event for Eurovision 2017 happened last night. You could check out the latest coverage of that via esebuzz.com. Yes, the Riga preview party took place. Oh, and it looks like a lot of fun happened there. David Mann from Eurovision Radio International was there. Also, Wee Wee Blogs were there. Also, ESC Kaz were there. And plenty of others were there too. I'm no doubt, if you go onto YouTube and you search around for some clips, I'm sure that all the guys will be having the performances that took place there. But not forgetting, this coming Sunday, next Sunday, dear me, while we're on the air, it will be going on. Yes, that's right, the London Eurovision preview party will be taking place in the Café de Paris in Leicester Square. It's such a sad time that I cannot be there with you guys because I work early on a Monday. It's not a feasible thing. And I've got no more loo days left. And I said to myself, because I'm not going to Eurovision this year, why on earth did I not book it off? But sadly, other pressing things have come up, like my wedding plans, for example. Right, sad to say that it's true, but no doubt all of you lovely people who are going there will have a fantastic time. I'm dead jealous that I can't not be there, But I do hope you have a wonderful time. I'm so jealous. And yes, there we go. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3.
Us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Daubob from the Netherlands.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is my song. Enjoy.
Slow down, brother. Slow down, brother. Slow down. You can't go on. Slow down, brother. Slow down, brother. Slow down. You can't go on.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Made of Stars. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Varey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Say Yay. Hope you like it. See you in Stockholm.
Say Yay.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
East does his favourite station. East does his favourite station. East does his favourite station. Forest FM.
I open up my heart to you and cry for your attention. Still, you haven't seen it yet. Only see me as a friend, but I wish you were waiting with roses and sunset. Yeah, why, yeah, 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 why, yeah, 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 won't you walk along, walk along? Another lifetime.
Kinda Osterhaus there. Can't say that two times fast, can you? That is Walk Along for the Netherlands at the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna. Not getting out, sadly, of semi-final one, because she looked ridiculous. She was like wearing that sort of jumpsuit, but it looked like far too big for her, and it just didn't work, did it? And I think that she should have stuck with the dress that she initially was going to wear, which was quite revealing. And you remember Edilia Rombre doing the voice there for the Netherlands in 2015. That's exactly what she should have worn. Never mind. Okay, it is now time for Live and Kicking. Yes, Live and Kicking. Now, this is the part of the show where we play a live version of a Eurovision Song Contest song here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this week, we are heading over to the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest live from the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham, Alabama. No, it's in the West Midlands here in the United Kingdom. That contest was hosted by Eureka Johnson and the late great Sir Terry Wogan. And we're going to hear the Estonian entry. Indeed we are. That came 12th with 36 points. The amazing Koitumme, who is representing Estonia again this year in 2017, along with Laura, with the song Verona, my personal fave for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. I adore Verona. I adore it, adore it, adore it. And I'm sure I've mentioned it many times here on the Eurovision Showcase. So yes, yeah, so here we go. Koitumme, Melapsed here on the Eurovision Showcase. It is Estonia, 1998. In English, it's called Children of the Sea.
Here's a sulky beauty from Estonia. Koitumme. Sounds like an Irishman, and suitably enough, we've got a view of Belfast. Yeah. Capital of Northern Ireland. Small village in the 17th century. That's when I remember it. Botanical Gardens, the Folk and Transport Museum. Belfast is full of interest, full of nice people. Koitumme. Born in Tallinn. Young man singing for Estonia. Children of the Sea. Now, Old Koit, whose song is written by Maria and Tommy Rahula, and Peter Pruuli, he'll be at the Old Joanna. Incidentally, the music you're hearing is from another Belfast band, Van Morrison, Dark Side of the Road. Street artiste paints the flag of Estonia. That's Heiki Vahar. A wave there from Heiki. Children of the Sea from Estonia.
Meil vanne antud, leping sõlmitud, kai otsad lahti päästetud. Meil vagas paredal purjed heisatu, võrkoitu pööratu. Näe ahtri silma piiri sisse läheb, viimne kodu tornitit, nii lapse põlmeist randa maha jääb ja algab kiimeretk. Kas mõistad kallis kõik meil uus annes, nüüd viimas tuules päikse lõsases, me ei uhingame sellel te, kuuluvad vaid teine. Laiu päära nii esavalus, üks kõiklas laetud rajused. Me unistused riskid ühised, ka lainte keelistes. Kas mõistad kallis kõik meil uusamest, nüüd viimas tuules päikse lõsases. Sellele kuuluvad vaid teine teise.
Of all winking going on, it's a sort of television equivalent. Hello, Mum.
Blackbird, blackbird, don't sing to me. Don't sing below my window. Fly somewhere else, don't bother me. Don't sing below my window. Blackbird, I am now alone. Somewhere else go make your home. Don't nestle here, go find lovers of your own. I am now alone.
John with Blackbird, representing Finland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev, Ukraine. And I think that's a real dark horse to do so well. I can see that definitely in the top five in the grand final, but that is sure to qualify out of the first semi-final. I'm pretty sure it's the first semi. Don't hold it against me. Just as quite famously as Britney Spears mentioned. Right, as you can see, looking at the time, we can't put a recap of all of the 43 songs for this year's Eurovision Song Contest at the moment. We've run out of time, but we can play a recap next week, certainly. Okay, so don't panic. Now, also, next week, I'm going to debut a brand new segment of the show, which will be basically paying homage to the songs that we have sadly lost and dearly departed from the Eurovision world. The songs, the best of the songs that sadly didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest, in my own personal opinion. But obviously, if you want to let me know of what songs which you think should have gone to the Eurovision Song Contest 2017, particularly this year, of course, then please do let me know. You can tweet me at ESE Showcase, and of course, you can send me a message via our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, or facebook.com/ESE Showcase. Okay, and it'll be lovely to hear from you, of course, if you have a dedication request as well. But particularly, I'd like to hear, what songs do you think should have gone to the Eurovision Song Contest 2017? And we'll do like a top 10 and count down all the way till we get to May. Right? Okay. Now, our final song for this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase is a song that was performed in the Icelandic semi-finals this year. Okay, it was in the interval act during the voting, and this was a quite incredible performance. Now, this is from a group called Sycamore Tree, and it features the former Icelandic Eurovision singer from 2006, Sylvia Knight. Remember she sang the song Congratulations? Well, she doesn't have that persona anymore. Her real name is Augusta Eva Arliansdottir, okay? And this is an amazing cover. Now, Sycamore Tree covered the UK's Eurovision winner from 1976, The Brotherhood of Man, Save Your Kisses for Me. And we're going to hear it right now here on the Eurovision Showcase. This was performed live in Reykjavik, Iceland, just a few weeks ago.
Though it hurts to go away, it's impossible to stay. But there's one thing I'ma say before I go. I love you, you know, and I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now that time is moving on, and I really should be gone, but you keep me hanging on for one more smile. I love you all the while, with your cute little smile. Will you promise that you'll save your kisses for me? Save all your kisses for me. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. I'm gonna walk out this door, but I'll soon be back for more. Kisses, kisses for me. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. And don't you dare me to stay, 'cause you know I have to say that I've got to work each day, and that's why I go away. But I count the seconds till I'm home with you. I love you. You're so cute, honey G. Won't you save them up for me? Your kisses for me. Save all your kisses for me. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Won't you save them for me? Even though you're only three. There it is.
There we go, Sycamore Tree with Save Your Kisses For Me. Oh, it rhymes, doesn't it? That was the cover of the UK Eurovision entry and winner from 1976. And sadly, that brings us to the end of another episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Thank you very much for tuning in. I have been Kieran Tessiot, your host of this Eurovision extravaganza for an hour here on Forest FM across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on 92.3 Forest FM. Arrivederci, au revoir, à la prochaine, and have a lovely day.